This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 22nd. God's word for you today is potent word. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11, and it says, "The rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth, producing. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." God is limitless in grace, limitless in love, limitless in resources, limitless in capacity, limitless in wisdom, limitless in power. I pray that God will breathe upon us and make us truly limitless. God has declared over us as a people, establishment, favor, bloom, victory, rejoice, freedom, new streams, create, decade of destiny, light, lifting, limitless, enlargement. God's word is cumulative. I pray that God's powerful word will prosper and always produce fruit in our lives, and it will accomplish all God wants it to in the mighty name of Jesus. When you wake up every morning, I want to encourage you to declare God's word over your life, and you will be shocked at what will happen to you by the end of this year and beyond. Declare aloud, "I am established, I am favored, I am in bloom, I am victorious, I will always rejoice, I have total freedom, I have new streams everywhere, I am creative, it is my decade of destiny, I am light, I am lifted, I am limitless, and I enjoy enlargement all the way." And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. You are who God says you are, and you will be all that God has spoken over you. Our focus for the next few weeks is getting deeper into God's mind for us when He said limitless, because you are actually limitless. To be limitless simply means to be without end, without limits, without boundaries, to be inexhaustible. And I pray that mentally you will be limitless, spiritually you will be limitless, financially you will be limitless, and the works of your hands will be limitless in the mighty name of Jesus. When God says in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither has the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for him that waited for him." I believe very strongly that God will do in you, through you, and for you in the remaining days of this year and beyond that which I have not seen. He will do through you that which ears have not heard. He will do that which has not even begun to enter into the hearts of men. That is what it is to be truly limitless. When in your business, for instance, you create things that are completely without boundaries, then you are becoming limitless. When you break the back of things that have restricted your grandfather and your father and are trying to restrict you, then you are becoming limitless. Again, I pray that God will make you truly limitless in every area of your life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the words you have spoken over me will not return to you void. Your word will stay water, and produce a mighty harvest in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.